97.5, The Fanatic.
Turn your radios up. Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Mike Mussinelli's show, Thursday show, as we head towards July 4th weekend. Some interesting elements to talk about today. We're going to talk about waivers today. Yes, it has come to this where, you know, we take these big steps, like steps up to the great glory of having sports back. And one of the steps is they get things underway, they get a protocol. And the next thing is, all of a sudden now, here comes from the back door, the waiver part of this whole thing. And the liability part, if players, by chance, contract the virus and would die. Now, we talked about that yesterday as far as college football goes. So now let's take the sport that is currently going, and this is Major League Baseball, where the protocol is certainly less buttoned down than the NBA. So I have in front of me a waiver that these players are going to have to sign to be intended to be a binding and full waiver of claims and releasing of liability with any respect of any claim that may arise during the 2020 season related to the exposure or the contraction of COVID-19. So it's one thing to think these players are going to come back. It's another thing you're making them sign these kind of waivers. And for what I look at this waiver, it is pretty airtight. And the airtight thing about it is, when you're signing a waiver like that, it's kind of a contract. So a contract has to have what's considered consideration. You're getting something for giving something. So these players are giving their talents to Major League Baseball in consideration for money. And what comes back to them is, okay, since there is consideration involved, you have to adhere to this protocol. And if you don't in any particular way, and this is like a button-down protocol, you got to do this, 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 this. So if you, by chance, slide out to a bar and you contract COVID-19 and you come and you die from that, by this waiver, there could be no wrongful death suit that your family can file against Major League Baseball. Now, think about this. So say it's a guy who's a star in the game, like Mike Trout. And God forbid this happens. But Mike Trout makes how much, Andrew?
He's going to make $400 million.
All right, 400.
His current contract.
All right, so $400 million is at stake for the family of Mike Trout. So if he signs this waiver, he can't sue. His family can't sue. His estate can't sue for the rest of that contract of the money he's due. So that's the extent of what these guys are giving up. So when we look at, oh, well, these guys should play and blah, 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 blah. You got to, you know, nobody's like in that category of Mike Trout. Very few players are in the category of Mike Trout. But the damages would be measured on how much you can make in your lifetime. And that's what you would sue for. Well, by this waiver, you wouldn't be able to sue for that. So this is the risk that these guys are putting themselves out. Now, I don't know. God forbid that a major league player contracts COVID-19 and dies. But it's funny because people always look at the players as selfish. And this is an owner-driven thing. These owners throw this waiver out here. And they go, you know what? If you die, we don't have to pay you. So just come back and everything's hunky-dory. The owners are always in control is what I'm saying to you. And we talked about this like a week ago. Do we not give enough thought to the players who are risking this thing, all because we need the enjoyment of sports? Now let's move on to the fans. Because the fans, there's a story today that the NFL is considering having fans that they let into games sign a waiver to witness the game. And if they were to catch COVID-19 while attending a game, if they sign this waiver, they forfeit their right to sue the league. Now, I would argue against that. Any lawyer would see a waiver like that and be able to bore holes through it in court. But let's just say that it is airtight. It's airtight as the first one I told you about. And a fan dies from attending a game. My question to you is, if you're a fan and they go, okay, we're going to allow 6,000 people into that Eagles game. And guess what? You're one of the lucky ones. We picked your name out of a hat. You won the lottery. But here's the deal. You have to sign a waiver to see your team. Would you do that? I ask both of you. God, your fans?
No.
Would you go to the game? Would you sign the waiver?
No.
No.
I'm staying home.
You're staying home.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go into big crowds.
Natalie?
Yeah, I'm probably out too.
You're out too?
Yeah.
To say nothing of the fact that when you go to the game, what are you going to do? You go from your car right to the stadium? You're gonna hang out. And whoever you go to the game with, you're going to tailgate, right? Could they enforce no tailgating? I guess they could. But they can't stop you from hanging out around your car.
Well, that, and it's not just going into the game and sitting in the game in socially mm-hmm. distanced seats. There's so many aspects that surround going to the game. And it's how do you police all of that mm-hmm. to make sure people aren't irresponsible?
I don't know.
Right.
But I want to ask fans today, now that you think about it, there are two issues here. You're making the players sign this waiver. I got the Major League Baseball waiver right in front of me. In capital letters. You see capital letters here? I don't know if you can see capital letters. Can you see them? This is the waiver. They made this part of it in capital letters. Would you like me to read it?
Yes, please. I can't see from here.
Yeah, you can't see. Well, the people at home, you can kind of see that this part of it is in capital letters. Because they want to emphasize this part. So you're a player, you get to this part. And it says, specifically, I agree. It's written in legalese. It's a lot of mumbo jumbo over it. We call legalese. And so you kind of get lost there. But this is the way lawyers word stuff. Specifically, I agree that on behalf of myself and my personal representatives, heirs, spouse, guardians, executors, administrators, successors, assigns, and next of kin. They ain't taking care of everybody that has even touched your family. I and they hereby waive, release, discharge, hold harmless, and agree not to sue the released parties noted below with any respect to any claim, liability, or demand, or whatever kind of nature, either in law or in equity. Equity means a wrongful death suit where they would have to pay you the money that you would have made the rest of your life to support your family. That may arise in connection with or relate in any way to exposure or to contraction of COVID-19. Boom.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
All right? You're a player. What's your feeling?
Let's play two.
Let's play two?
Yes.
You're going to play anyway.
Well, it depends on who it is. Again, you mentioned Mike Trout. He's very wealthy and will continue to be very wealthy for the next 10 years.
So it's an unfair bargain. It's almost like a slave mentality with owners making guys who need the money risk their lives to play for us. Now, what's right about that, I ask you?
Nothing right about it, but I guess they have the legal documents.
But you want it. You want to see your baseball.
I can't wait.
See, I'm conflicted.
I can't wait to see baseball, but I'm also okay if anybody wants to sit out.
I am conflicted. Yesterday, I said there should be no college football this year. Based on what we were talking about with that social scientist who said that about 7 people could die, college football players, if they have a season. I'm out. Because there's no consideration on that part of it, right? You're assuming the risk for what if you're a college football player? Are you getting a big bundle of money? Like these Major League Baseball players are getting? And these Major League players, it's pound wise or penny wise, pound foolish. Because if they go to get their salary this year, just say it's $500,000. And they die. What do they got?
Nothing.
Zero. As opposed to sitting out the year, playing next year when things are safe. When they can get more of a 1-year deal.
So you think there will be players that see this waiver and decide to not play?
I don't know. I mean, right now they've reported. They've all reported, right? Now the Phillies have put how many on the injured list today?
Four players on the injured list.
Now that tells me that they got 4 positive tests.
Yeah, because they didn't disclose the injury.
Because of HIPAA, you can't. But that, what does that say? Somebody pulled a muscle first day? Maybe, I guess. I don't know.
But you would think they would mention
it. They would say that.
Yeah, you would think Scott Kingery pulled hamstring.
Exactly. So that's more positive tests. This is the first day. Like, we haven't even gotten into this yet. So there are two things. Players signing waivers, fans signing waivers. This is the state of COVID-19 sports. And we sit here and we go, oh, I can't wait for it's on our TV screen. Okay, I got that too. Guess what? If you want to go to a game, you have to sign a waiver about your life. Here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. Is it worth it or not? It's the Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, I got a little tuna in my teeth.
Oh, did you get a tuna hoagie?
I did.
Is the tuna hoagie underrated, do you think?
I think it is. In fact, I may have it third on my list of hoagies. I may have it ahead of the Italian hoagie in a major upset.
Whoa, really?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to have to count that in my top five in a minute, but it's time to get an update on our Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie?
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll... It became unpinned. Should we expect players to sign a waiver where any member of their family cannot sue if they were to pass away from coronavirus? The results indicate... this is taking... that 33% say yes, 67% say no.
7%.
So majority say no.
Okay, and of course, tied to that question is, if you're a fan, would you sign a waiver? And we haven't had a lot of feedback on that. I don't think people are thinking about it like, I probably would not, but I don't want to say it. I don't want to admit it. Like, when push came to shove, I wouldn't sign the waiver to see a game.
Now, let me ask you something, because we had a call, I think it was Drew from Westchester.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked him if he was selected, would he go?
Right.
He said, no, those tickets are going right on eBay.
Yes, so he said.
There's no way they could sell them, could they? The NFL or the Eagles or whatever team would go, are you declined? All right, then we're going to push these on to someone else.
Well, you don't have to decline. You can say, yeah, and then sell them. You can acquire them, and then there's nothing that they can do about you.
You think so? You don't think they...
No, once
I don't
you
know
have
the resale.
Once you have the tickets... you can do anything you want with them. Right?
Oh,
they got their money from you. What do they care?
Yeah, it's true.
All right. By the way, Monday, we got Sixer Day coming up. And we have all kinds of giveaways. It's called 7-6 Day. And we're helping the Sixers celebrate their day on the calendar. NBA Insider, special guests from the Sixers will join us throughout the day. And you can win some awesome 76ers autograph prizes every hour starting at 7 a.m. We're going to have a Fanatic tent and crew in our West Lobby parking lot handing out Sixers t-shirts to people who simply drive by and ask for one.
It's awesome.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, that's cool. And the autograph prizes we'll have every hour. For instance, we'll have a Joel Embiid white Sixer jersey signed.
Ooh.
We'll have a Ben Simmons jersey. We'll have a Dr. J autograph ball.
Oh, that's awesome.
And an Allen Iverson signed jersey.
Wow, that's
from
nice.
The finals.
Ooh.
What?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, that's automatically the number one.
Yeah.
It probably is. Now, let me ask you about AI as far as the bubble goes.
Nope.
Could I? AI. Could AI exist in the bubble?
Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
That would be really difficult for him. He would be one guy who probably would push the envelope, try to sneak out.
I think so.
He'd have enough of a crew to, like, he'd have to, like, it's like busting out of prison for him. You know? He'd have a crew that took care of every little angle.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. My top five. Hoagie cheesesteak.
Okay.
This is the way I go. Turkey, cheesesteak, tuna, Italian. chicken cheesesteak.
Ooh. I love a good chicken cheesesteak.
Turkey, cheesesteak, tuna, Italian, chicken cheesesteak.
That's a good list. It's a good list.
My list, I'm sticking to
now, it. Do you like the chunk chicken or the chopped chicken for the chicken cheesesteak?
Chopped.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I'm a chopped guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, where are your thoughts on the chicken salad, Hoagie? Because that's a top two for me.
Occasionally, I will do that at like a Wawa, but only to change it up. It's not one of my favorites because it's too mayo-y.
Ah, okay.
So, tuna hoagie, I go tuna dry roll because they already put like... And the thing I like about a good deli is they won't overly load their tuna salad with mayo. So that enhances the whole thing. Now, as far as the coleslaw goes, I'm a big fan of the corned beef special.
So good.
With the coleslaw on top and the Russian dressing. Now, it's a Swiss cheese. Andrew, I'm thinking that you're not a corned beef special guy.
I'll eat it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's not a go-to for me, but I'll eat it.
I had it for lunch today.
The corned beef special?
On a wrap, though.
It's good. The corned beef special.
It's cut carbs.
Now, do you go corned beef or turkey special?
Oh, corned beef.
Corned beef.
Yes.
All right. I think I'm with you there. All right, let's go back to the phones. Andrew in Havertown. Andrew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
Yo, Mike.
What's up, Andrew?
Couple things. First, coleslaw stinks. It's ruined every pulled pork sandwich I've ever had.
Oh, wait a minute. With the pulled pork, the barbecue?
Yeah,
oh,
when
that's
they put the coleslaw on top,
that's awesome.
I got to ask for plain.
Come on, man.
Second, a few thoughts on the barstool guy. I think there's a following for two reasons. Number one, it's comedy. It's just like anyone would follow a comedian. And number two, I think it's a break for us common folk, us common people, and a lot of your listeners probably too, from all the political correctness that is on the news and on ESPN. Mm-hmm. Obviously, some of it's warranted, but I just think it's a nice little break that a lot of us enjoy.
So to be politically incorrect is enjoyable?
Not all the time. No. I think it's reasonable and needed to be politically correct for the most part. But it's a break from the ESPN talking about it all day and the CNN, the Fox News, like nonstop. It's just a little break. And, I mean, they have a followership that's insane. Their podcasts dominate. So they're doing something right. I know it's a little outrageous what they say sometimes, but it's comedy.
All right. I guess I don't get the joke, but I get you. It's comedy. You want to hear, like, you know, bawdy commentary about stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
It is crazy, the following. There's one guy, one of the three that was actually in that clip. He's been playing an NCAA football video game, which the last one they made was 2014. So I don't know what year he plays, but let's just say it's 2014. So this game's 6 years old. He had people streaming him playing it, like hundreds of thousands of people watching him play a 6-year-old video game.
That's interesting. All right.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So in 4 o'clock hour, the theme of these, we're going to play two segments. We just played the one, the Barstool one. We're going to play in the 4 o'clock hour, yesterday, I think this happened. A couple of highly popular Boston talk show hosts. Have a commentary on a Cam Newton issue, and I want to play Is This Racist with people in the 4 o'clock hour. All right, let's take a break. 610-622-0975. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Four forty-five. Mike Snelly's show. We get some NBA news, Andrew.
Yeah, nothing crazy but surprising from Adrian Wojnarowski. The NBA is closing in on signing off on a second bubble, but this will be in Chicago for the eight teams that were not invited to play in Orlando. enabling mini training camps and subsequent games against other clubs with a target date of September. Sources telling ESPN's Jackie McMullen.
What about those teams?
I don't know.
What's the point of that?
I don't know. Somebody responded right away. It's hilarious. So basically the NIT. Like, that's what it is.
Why would those teams even be interested in doing that?
Do they think that it's a disadvantage for the next season? I guess.
I can't figure that out. I have to get more info on that. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that's why I don't get.
All right, well, whatever. Maybe there's some teams the owners bitch that they weren't included. I don't know.
I wonder if they look at it like, all right, so there's not going to be a summer league this year. So this should be our sort of tune-up time.
How do they think the players would feel about that?
Yeah,
players want to play in that?
There's players that are opting out of this, the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm sure there will be players that will opt out of that.
Sure, we'll hear more about that. All right, let me just add one thing on this bunt thing. So you already know there's an anti-bunt mentality in baseball because nouveau managers are loathe to give up outs unless it's a pitcher. In the American League, how many bunts do you think? How many bunts have you seen?
Oh, yeah. Right? Very little.
Right. There's so already there's that backdrop. Now let's look at the people who get into professional baseball in the first place. So if you're a high school player and you get signed, and you're not a pitcher, you're getting signed for what?
Your bat.
Because you can hit.
Yes.
Okay. So, and you're hitting with what?
Power.
And you're hitting with a metal bat.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So now let's get to the college. Have you ever watched a college game these days? How many bunts do you ever see in a college?
Very little.
And that's, here's two reasons. Well, the one main reason is the metal bat. Because if you're a manager, you go, with this metal bat, he can hit it off the end and put it in a gap and score a run, so I don't have to bunt. And besides that, when you try to bunt with a metal bat, and you've done it, right? The ball pops off the metal bat, and the pitcher throws you out.
Yeah, you can tell the difference.
You can't even put the bunt in the right spot to get a sacrifice down. Yeah, so all these kids now that are getting signed have no familiarity with bunting. And so that plays right into the mentality, the bunt is bad. So the old school guys, they go, oh, why don't they bunt? These guys weren't bunters. Like back in the old day, you get the guy with the thick bat who played second base, you know, that type of dude. And he would sacrifice. It's different these days. The metal bat has spawned a different generation of hitters that get signed because they're hitters, not bunters. And because the bunt off a metal bat is not that safe a thing to do.
Yeah, it's a good point. You got to catch the baseball, right? That's what they always taught us when I was growing up with the metal bat.
And it pops off the bat, and the pitcher moves three steps to his left, and that's it. Then he throws the guy out of second base. All right, let's go Victor in Southwest Philly. Victor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Victor.
Hey, Mike. How you feeling?
What's up, man? Vic? How you doing?
I'm all right. Can't complain. Listen, I got a question for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, what's the best cheesesteak spot in Philly?
John's Roast Pork.
John's Roast Pork?
On Front in Oregon.
Front in Oregon? Okay. I might not get out of try.
You've got to try it. It's the best.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people would say DeLisandro's. I had Chubby's. Chubby's wasn't so bad.
I guarantee you, if you go to John's Roast Pork, you will redefine your cheesesteak taste.
Oh, okay, I got you.
It's Front Snyder. I'm sorry.
Okay,
Snyder,
okay,
not Oregon. So, Snyder.
Okay, so would you say they got the best hoagies, too?
They don't do hoagies. They do roast pork and cheesesteaks. I don't know if they're hoagie. They're more of a cheesesteak roast pork place.
Okay. But to this Cam Newton thing, mm-hmm. I mean, from the audio, it's kind of hard to judge, but if I was listening correctly, I would think it's more like, you know, that Bill Belichick doesn't want him to celebrate, or the organization doesn't allow over-excessive celebrate, even though if the organization do have rules like that, I think is very petty. I mean, listen, you got to let these guys play, man, and let them celebrate. I mean, it's part of sports. So
I agree 100%.
I didn't.
Who cares what they do?
Yeah, Yeah, I didn't take it as a racial thing. So, uh-huh. I mean,
you took it as a Belichickian thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can say, I think that was their intention. But again, it points out, like, sometimes you say stuff and it can come off a certain way these days, you know? You got to be careful.
Yeah, and as far as the Sixers go, man, I honestly really don't care where they go because I really don't want these players out on the floor playing, risking their lives, you know, putting their families in danger anyway. But if you want an opinion on that, only reason why I'm not going to say, you know, we're going to beat the Bucks is just on the strength of Brett Brown. Now, we're not as deep as Milwaukee. I think our starting five, when they're on the floor, can, you know, probably match up with them. Because as you can see, like, throughout the regular season, when our starting five is actually playing together, you know, we could do some good. But I don't think Brett Brown can coach us to beat the Bucks. I mean,
they actually don't have the talent to beat the Bucks either. All right. So let's add this little tidbit here. Because I have great trust in Vegas and the people that study the game and set lines. And you do too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Vegas has just made the Milwaukee Bucks an 83% chance to win the NBA title.
That's screw Vegas.
What?
Screw Vegas.
Oh. Hey, it's 83%. So now you're telling me Sixers beat the Bucks in the second round?
This is to win the title?
Yeah. Win the title, 83%.
Not just the East. Win the title.
83% win the title.
Wow. Sixers and
five. Stick to your guns, man. Stick to your guns. Myself, I need a little more convincing.
Okay.
Dyson and Wayne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dyson.
Thank you, Mr. Nelly. I'm sorry. Hopefully I don't disrupt the current flow of your conversation, but I wanted to chime in on that hoagie talk.
Sure, go ahead, Dyson.
I was a little hungry on the way it worked, so I figured I'd chime in.
All right.
So I got four hoagies for you that I want to get your opinion on. I know they don't break the top five, but these are four good sandwiches that I think anybody would like.
Okay.
You got the chicken parm, you got the sausage and peppers, you got the eggplant parm, and then you got the meatball sub. So do any of those qualify as like a solid top five contender?
The meatball sub has to be a very special meatball, and I don't think that anybody who sells a meatball sub has a very special meatball. They're usually hard.
Yeah, you're right. Right?
Now, the eggplant parm hoagie, too much bread.
Okay,
it's bread on bread. All right? What else did you say? The sausage and pepper, always a hit with me. Especially, I get that sausage and pepper at the kiosk at the ballpark. It's on the money. All right, man, what else?
And then the last one was a chicken parm.
Chicken parm, again, it's bread and bread. Like, I'll get chicken parm separate. I don't usually get a chicken parm sandwich or hoagie.
Totally understand that.
The chicken parm is good if it's made right. Don't get me wrong. You're not going to turn it away. I just wouldn't put it in my top five.
Totally understood. And lastly, what do you think about a grilled cheese? So what kind of cheese do you put on a grilled cheese, and do you eat that with tomato soup? Because I say yes on the tomato soup, and it's got to be cheddar cheese.
Yeah, that's the old high school thing. Where you had the cheddar grilled cheese with the tomato soup and you dunk it. Yeah, that never goes bad. That's like Americana.
That's the ultimate combination. Well, anyway, happy fourth to all of you there, and I guess we'll talk to you next time.
All right, Dyson. You guys. See, I never take a chance with a meatball sub.
See, I sometimes crave one and we'll do it.
Yeah, I got to trust the meatball.
Are those hot?
Like, I've got to make the meatball sub myself to have a meatball sub. Like, I can't go to one. All due respect. Yeah, because a lot of people love the Wawa meatball sub. Nah.
I love a good sausage and peppers.
You say sausage and peppers when it's done right.
Uh-huh.
It has to be on the grill. You have to see it on the grill. You have to smell.
Like, so good.
You see, it's got to be a good sausage.
Mm-hmm. But you still categorize that as a hoagie?
That's what I was just going to say.
No. He was breaking outside the hoagie realm. But
the chicken parm is not a hoagie. It's a
sandwich that still goes in a hoagie roll.
Yes.
I think he was going with that.
I've done the chicken parm with a long hot in the roll. That's a quality item.
A lot of people like that. You know, it's bread versus bread to me. You know? It's an overdose of bread. And the eggplant parm. No. I can't do eggplant parm hoagie.
Yeah, I'll just do the eggplant parm on itself.
All right. 610-632-0975. 5 o'clock hours ahead on a Thursday. Mike Mussinelli Show back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.